There's a maysa that they say over from Rabbi Eliezer Lippmann. Rabbi Eliezer Lippmann was the father of the famous Rebbe of Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech from Nezhensk, and Rabbi Zusha as well, two brothers. Kitzur, Rabbi Eliezer Lippmann was a tremendously wealthy fellow, and whenever he traveled, he always found, you know, people traveling on the way, people going here, there, and everywhere. And he said to them, listen, I'm a very wealthy person, I've got a big carriage here, plenty of space. Would you like to come along and ride with me in my carriage? So one time he sees a poor fellow with a huge, heavy knapsack on his shoulders. And he says, listen, I calls out to him from the carriage, says, listen, come, I'm traveling anyway that direction, come and join me in the carriage. You know, well, you got such a heavy load over there, why are you carrying it? So the man said, no, it's okay, I prefer to walk. So this way, I try and find every little village on the way, and I go from door to door, collect some money, and it's great. She says to him, listen, how much money do you make anyway? You know, can you imagine how much money you make in such a situation? I'll give you that amount of money that you'll lose out. Just come in the carriage and ride with me. And the man said, no, I enjoy walking from town to town. I enjoy going from door to door. He didn't want to take the offer. She says, listen, Seder, so don't come with me, but let me at least take your huge knapsack with all those heavy books that you have over there, put it into the carriage, and I'll deliver it to wherever you are. Mamash a chesed, unbelievable. The man said no. And then he offered to pay him to agree to it. He paid him, and he allowed Rabbi Eliezer to take his heavy knapsack to deliver it to his home. So when they bring down this maaser, they ask, you know, why was he so insistent in trying to get him to come into his carriage to take away from his background, whatever it is? He asked him, he said no. Kol tov, what's the bayah? What's the big deal? Why do you have to keep on doing it? So that we can answer this mashal with also, it's not a mashal, it's a true story, but we can answer with different situations. One of the ways we can talk about it, we say, he be'emes felt for somebody else. He wasn't asking somebody else, listen, I'll do your mitzvah, come into the carriage. The guy said, no, okay, I'm potter. Kol tov. He be'emes was mamish rachmonus. He really had rachmonus on somebody else. Ad kedei kach, that he tried any situation to try and get this person to go along and make his light loader in that way. Lemaisa, in this week's parasha, we find the inyan of tzar bali chayim. In this week's parasha, we find, and actually, I have to say, not this week's parasha. You look all over Sefer Bereishis, you find that there's two occupations that they had. Occupation number one was being a shepherd, and occupation number two was being a hunter. Right? Our Avos HaKadoshim, most of them earned their livelihood by raising and looking after sheep. Whereas you look at the Rishayim that we have in Sefer Bereishis, for example, Cain, Nimrod, Esav, all of these people, these were serious hunters. These were people that, you know, these people were master hunters, these people. What's the distinction between being a hunter and being a shepherd? Both of them are dealing with animals. So the distinction is very simple. To be a shepherd, you've got to have a lot of patience. You've got to care for your animals. You've got to enjoy animals. And therefore, by doing that, you're a compassionate person towards them. Whereas, hunting, forget. To be a hunter, you're bloodthirsty, desire to kill animals. And therefore, it's completely opposite to what we have as what we know of being the Avos HaKadoshim. Esav. We take Esav, for example, very much talked about in this week's parasha. And Barash has told us that his hunting by Esav led to his complete downfall. Right? For example, it started with his murder from Nimrod, and then the firstborn situation, he sold his firstborn rights, and then eventually kept on lower and lower and lower until the fall of Esav himself. So we want to speak a few minutes about Tzar Bali Chaim. Tzar Bali Chaim comes up in Shulchan Aruch all over the place. It's interesting, if you look, there's not really one siman that deals with Hilchus Tzar Bali Chaim. I just wrote down a couple of my makomos before the shiur today. For example, in Aruch Chaim, where do you find in Aruch Chaim? You find it in Siman Kuf Samach Ses Zayin, you find it in Siman Shin Hei, Tofesh Hei, Tofesh Chof Ches, you find it in Evan Ezen, Siman Hei Sif Yudalad, you find it in Yerudea, all over the place. You find it in Choshe Mishpat, many places in Choshe Mishpat. One of them is Reshayim Beis, Shin Lamad Ches. I'm just giving the Olam some Makomos that if you get bored after the shiur, so basically you can look up certain halachas to find the halachas of Tzar Bali Chaim. You do find them all over the place. Rav Chaim Pelagi, in his Sefer Ruach Chaim, brings a wonderful moshel, a wonderful skula, and he says this tremendous skula, Rachmonin Litzonin V'Zachoyla. Rachmonin Litzonin V'Zachoyla. If a person has Rachmonis on the creature of the Ribbono Shel Olam of animals, There's an automatic skula, mida keneged mida. If you have rachmanis on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creatures, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rachmanis on you as well. I just want to tell you, Ma'aseh Shehaya, it's mamash siyata d'shmaya. Mamash siyata d'shmaya. A fellow called me up today from Beit Shemesh. Why Beit Shemesh? I don't know. This is a Ma'aseh Shehaya. I have to tell you, it's a terrible Ma'aseh, this one. But this one happened today, this afternoon. Mamash this afternoon. A Ma'aseh Shehaya. A fellow, there was a Jew and a non-Jew that were working together in a business, and they were partners. The Jew, for some very weird reason that I can't understand, other than as their why, he gave his non-Jewish partner a pair of tefillin as a present. Don't know why on earth he would do that, what a goy would want to do with a pair of tefillin, I don't know, but that's what he gave his goyish partner, a pair of tefillin. Ooh, very nice. All of a sudden, the goyish man who got this tefillin as a present had a dog. And his dog died. Terrible. His dog died. So he decided, as a tribute to this dog, he thought the most respectful thing that he could think of is to take this tefillin, put it on the dog, and bury the dog with its tefillin. Ma'aseh Shehaya. I've got Ma'aseh Shehaya. I'll tell you where to find it. So the Shaila was where, if we had to dig up the tefillin on. So I'm not going to the Shaila. Why am I telling you this? Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Shaila today because of Tzabal HaChaim Sheh. Why am I telling this? The Goyim, look at the Goyim, how they treat the animals. It's Mamash, by them, the animals, they treat them with such compassion. They feel that the source of this animal and a tribute to the animal, the tefillin, it doesn't make any sense. But it just shows that in a small sense, the covenant that they have for their animals. They really feel it. Now, we don't look after animals as much as they do, but we have to realize it's a stickler idea to think about. When we do come across an animal, maybe we should think for a moment, do a Bodhisattva made such an animal? Right, I want to give you a couple of Makaris in the Gemara, and a couple of sources in Chazal for Tzar Balei Chaim, and the Nafkaminas, again, we have to get to certain shadows which are going to get all the time. You have a mosquito in your room. Is it mutter to get it? Yeah. You want to set up a mouse trap? Yeah. Let's take another example. Maybe not a mosquito. Let's say a very small ant. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to bite you. It's not dangerous. Nothing. I'm going to have to kill it. Don't step on it. Right? So that's the Shaila. Sorry?
It could be a red ant.
It could be a red ant. That's true. Okay. Now, let's speak about that halacha. So let's go through a little bit before we get into the halacha lemaisa. Let's speak about the sources in Chazal. Let's speak about that. So first of all, like this. The source of hunting, of chasing and killing animals for livelihood, has a tremendous, tremendous amount of discussion in the Poskim. Right? We know there's a Gemara, it's a Pasuk in Dvarim Perek of Beis, where the Pasuk tells us, the Gemara in Bo Metzia, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph tells us, there's a mitzvah for a person to assist an animal that's under strain. For example, the Gemara, the Pasuk tells us, if you see an animal with a big load on and it's struggling tremendously, there's a chiyuv in the Torah to help the animal to alleviate the pain. Now there's a machlekes in the Gemara. There's a machlekes in the Gemara by Metzia. Who is this mitzvah for? Is it a mitzvah for the animal? Or is it a mitzvah for the owner of the animal? Lefi a lot of poiskim, again, it's in the Gemara. Lefi a lot of opinions in the Gemara, it's actually for the benefit of the animal. Mimela, we learn from there, Zuk Chazal, that there's a mitzvah min haTorah for a person to alleviate the pain of an animal, to prevent a pain of an animal with dealing with mamish, a shaila from daraisa mamish. That means to, if you see an animal in whatever pain it may be, to stop, to prevent the pain of this animal, the firoiv achreinim is going to be a shaila of daraisa. Some want to give another source for Tzar Balei Chaim, and that is there's an issa for muzzling an animal while it's plowing. Right? If an animal is in the middle of eating, you take a muzzle and you place it on the animal's mouth, you've done a tremendous tzar. Now the animal can no longer continue. I want to tell you, Ma'aseh Shehaya. It's not nice, this. It's not nice. It's not much not nice. I had a bocha once come to my house on a Friday night, It's a very, very choshiva bocha. And the kids, we asked them to give a dvar Torah, right? 25 minutes later, I thought to myself, okay, this is, you know, going on a bit. It was like a sheikh lolly. It was like a sheikh lolly. It was gabaldi. It was mamashka, amazing. But, you know, you can understand the wife and the kids were, you know, getting a little bit impatient when the main course is going to come out. So I asked him, maybe it's shaykh to maybe have soccer or, you know, make a bit of a break. So he actually quoted me this issa. He says to me, you're muzzling a cow while it's eating. Don't really quote me. Unbelievable that. I've got funny. Yeah, Hanami. The mice is as I say. So some of the Achronim on a Taina, that we know that certain miracles happened in the Midbar to provide water for Klal Yisrael's animals, so we can see Ad Gedei Kach, and the Torah made a nace, the Rosha made a nace in the Midbar to make sure the animals would have water to drink. So it's a lesson for ourselves to realize how we should respect and care for an animal. The Chassam Sofer, for example, says, Zut the Chassam Sofer, we know he said every single day, we should say it three times a day, or twice at least, the Racham of Al Kol Maisov, right, we say in Ashrei. We see from here we have an obligation to emulate the Ribbono Shel Olam, just like the Ribbono Shel Olam has rachamav on us, so we should have rachamonis, compassion on the Ribbono Shel Olam's creations, on animals. It's amazing. There's a Shita Mukubetzes that quotes the mitzvah that brings down that the prohibition of Tzar Bala Chaim is halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. As I bring the sheet in the Kibbutz of Beshem the Mitzvah, Tzav Elachaim is Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Now, let's continue now. Now, the Prima Godim says the Prima Godim, interesting, that according to the Rav Poiskim, Tzav Elachaim is Durabbanon, but if on Shabbos, it's Doraisa. To cause an animal pain on Shabbos is L'Kulei Alma Min HaTorah. Why? Because we know that the Torah says, right, that on Shabbos we're meant to make sure that our animals resting, and therefore we have to stop them and prevent them from experiencing any type of pain or discomfort. Therefore on Shabbos, Sabal Chaim the Kuli Alba, even if during the week you hold it to Strabanon, on Shabbos will for sure be a Doraisa. I'll give an example. Let me give an example. That's the Gev, by the way, here in Eretz Yisrael, every single Shabbos, milking cows. Milking cows is a tremendous shaila. For example, look over there in Siman, Shinchof Ches and Elchaim, where it talks about these things. For example, the Gemara says that an animal that needs to be milked and you don't milk it has a tremendous tsar, tremendous pain. So the shayla is on Shabbos, what do you do? Because you have cows over here, all over the country, right, that need to be milked. The question is, A, can you milk them? Because milk is a shayla of an issa d'oraisa, of dosh, which is not going into why, but it's a malach on Shabbos. Number two, are you allowed to drink the milk that comes out from that animal? Oh, so you got the shayla from Tzav Bala Chaim. So what we do normally, again, without going into the halacha shayla, we normally get going to do it and instruct them to do it on Shabbos, and therefore obviously we prevent the Tzav Bala Chaim in that way. Now, sorry? The milk we don't drink, we can't drink.
Yeah, they can
for sure drink the milk. If you're Oymed Al Gabov, it's Chol Yisrael. So if that's the Metzias,
are we allowed to tell
it? To a goy, yeah.
Are we allowed to talk to
him? Yeah, the goy did it. He didn't do it for a year. He did it for the animal's sake. But these are all shaylos, like the Shabbos. It's coming up. The Maisa. Let's continue. Now, until now, all we've discussed is causing pain to animals, right? Let's go to a different shaylos. What about killing an animal? Is killing an animal called Tzar Balei Chaim? Because if the art scroll, if you would consult an art scroll Chumash on Tzar Balei Chaim, he would probably say Tzar means pain, discomfort, or something along those lines. When you kill an animal, sorry?
How do you kill it?
Oh, very good. We're going to get to that.
And what purpose you're killing it?
Awesome. Very good. And then Gavaldik. When you kill an animal, is it called Tzar Balei Chaim or not? So that's a shaila. Many Achronim want to say that killing an animal is not considered Tzar Balei Chaim. Lemaisa, some Rishonim say no. Killing an animal is, yes, Tzar Balei Chaim. What's an afkamina? Hunting. Let's say a person wants to be a hunter for his parnasa. So there's a very interesting tshuva in the Nedev Yehuda. The Nedev Yehuda has a tshuva over here, and he brings a shaila. Like you said beautifully, killing an animal is sometimes, and we'll give an example soon, sometimes mutter if it's for a purpose for a human being. If we need it for our personal need, we're allowed to kill an animal, right? So we'll push a pasuk in the Torah, right? For example, how do we know we're allowed to eat meat? The Torah says we're allowed to eat meat, right? So we're allowed to kill animals for our purpose. Now, killing for purposes of hunting We only find by Esav and by Nimrod, for example, it's not something that was done by the other Sekhodoshim, and therefore it's not something that we should do. Bechlal. Number two, it's often dangerous, and putting yourself in a mock of a sakana is also asa. That's another reason why they say hunting is not beseder. But there's an interesting Ramah. The Ramah brings down that one of the reasons why you're not, it's actually Ramah of the day in Simon Shinta Zayn, by the of Tzod, by trapping. So Ramah over there, hunting is for people that are Moshev Leitzim. People that are, how do you translate Moshev Leitzim? People that are messing around, people that are light-headed with people. Sorry?
Everything we learned, like this, the same day, we learned the same thing.
Torah is gewaldig. Let's go weiter. Next. Now, I want to talk for a moment about Shechita. We'll talk for a moment about Shechita. Also very important to understand a little bit about Shechita. The Torah says, Be'etzem, we're allowed to eat meat. As I say, you're allowed to eat meat. But we have to shecht it, right? That's the halacha. You have to shecht it. Now, what's the reason for Shechita? So obviously there's many, many reasons for Shechita, Alpi Kabbalah, there's a Kabbalah Gezach of Shechita. The Rambam, and the Chinuch, all say that one of the main reasons why we do Shechita on an animal before we eat it, because it's the most painless way of an animal dying. He cannot feel absolutely nothing. And therefore, actually, someone in Taina, it's like the Gemara. The Gemara says, Berula Misa Yofa. We should always try to give someone the nicest way to die. So the one in Taina, Shechita, is a fulfillment of that. We want to make sure that a person, you know, kills the animal in the easiest way that he'll feel the most less pain. Al Kapodim, it's brought down as well, that if an animal dies, Al Yidei Shechita, to be eaten by a human being, he's fulfilled his tachlis in this world. Everybody knows the Gemara. There's a famous Gemara in Bar Metzia. The Gemara tells us, at the Zman of Rebbe, what happened over there? The Zman of Rebbe, the Gemara tells us, there was an animal about to be brought to the slaughterhouse. And the animal broke loose from the chain and ran over to Rebbe and buried its head into like the cloak of Rebbe and started crying. What did Rebbe say to the animal? So Rebbe said to the animal, go. This is the reason why you were created. And the Gemara goes on to tell us an unbelievable thing. The Gemara says that Rebbe was punished for saying that to the animal, and he suffered till he died with a tremendous, tremendous suffering, a physical, painful illness. And they asked, what was the problem? L'maisa, we didn't go, that was created. That it's true. He was created for that. So they actually said that he was going to be slaughtered by Goyim, to be eaten by Goyim. So he wasn't created for that purpose. If an animal is shechted properly and it's eaten by a Jewish person, it's fulfilled its purpose. Rebbe's lack of compassion for that animal, in whatever that madrega means, because we don't understand, Rebbe was God al-Adar, Chas v'Shalom, we're not saying anything. But whatever madrega he was, that was some kind of lack of compassion to the animal, and he suffered terribly from that. Is that a reason why we cover the blood? No. I'm not sure if that's the reason. I'm not sure.
Why can't show the blade to the animal?
No, that's for sure. Very good. Excellent. By the way, I mentioned this, I think, by Kapporis. If you go to a place where you do Kapporis on Erev Yom Kippur and they shech the animal, you have to be very careful. When you take your animal, I was very careful on this year, Baruch Hashem. When you take the animal, you mustn't hold it towards the shechita. It sees the, you know, being shechted with the knife. It's very, very, very nice. You try to be compassionate to an animal. It's an animal. Who cares? No. This is a creature of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have to treat everything with respect, even though it's not a human being. So what? It's actually brought down, by the way, there's a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim brings down Memtes, that a Amoret should not eat meat. What the Gemara says? Why not? So the Drisha over there in Yeridei Chof Ches tells us the reason, very interesting. Says the Drisha, very simple, because eating meat is like a higher purpose, and therefore it fulfills its purpose, we want it to be done by someone that fulfills the serving of the Ribbono Shel Olam properly, not our Amoritz. That's what the Drisha learns Pshat in the Gemara in Pesachim. Now, I want to get to Tzav Balachayim, because I didn't really get to Tzav Balachayim.
We learned from Bilam as well.
That what? Oh, very good, beautiful. They back and bring that guy. Very nice, Michael. Lovely. Shechita. Let's go back for a moment to Shechita, then I want to get to the Shailas, the Maisa of killing. Shechita is a very painless situation, right? Someone at Taina, that's the reason why we don't make a Brocha Shechiyonu on Shechita. Because even though there's no pain to the animal, but at the end of the day, it's a loss of life for an animal. It's a loss of life for an actual living being. Therefore, someone at Taina, that's the reason why we don't make Shechiyonu. Comes along the Shach and says, no way. Says the Shach, you know the reason why we don't make Shechiyonu? Simple. There's no mitzvah for a person to shecht. If you want to eat meat, then you've got to shecht. You don't have to shecht. So this activity is stated. Do you have to table your thing in a mikvah? No. If you want to use a plate, table it. But you have to do it. There was no reason to make a shkita. Now, it's very interesting. There's a Ramah. The Ramah quotes the Marivail that says there's a minute for people to say a lashon of tvalavet is chadish. Right? When a person purchases a new pair of leather shoes, right? Zug the Ramah, we don't say on leather. We say on shoes and other things, but not on leather. Why? Because the blessing that we're saying is you should wear this until it wears out, and then you'll buy a new one. By leather, we don't want to say that. Because if we do it by leather, it, we're basically saying, when you buy a new one, it's a good thing. We're saying no. Because then you have to kill another animal to get that leather shoes, and that's not such a good thing.
Let's see what size
they are. What do you mean?
Shoes.
And therefore? Okay. Oh, very good. I had that. Sorry, I'm a bit slow. Let's continue weiter. Okay, let's leave out that shayla now of all that. Okay, let's go to Tzav Balechaim itself. Tzav Balechaim itself. So now, basically, like this: causing pain for the purpose of medical experimentation. Right? For example, if scientists or professors need to open up animals in order to try and find cures or medicines for human beings, there's no shayla in the world. It's 100% mutter. Right? Because again, it's been done for human being purpose. There's no shayla bichlal. To overload animals too much or make them run too much, hit them too much. For example, you go to these donkey rides. These are big shaylas, by the way. Right? A regular donkey ride generally doesn't cause tzar to the animal. But if you, you know, stick on the whole family of six children, or you start banging in on there, you've got to be careful. This is tzar balechayim. You know, I tell my kids, and unfortunately they live in places that are, not unfortunately, but they live in places that are, they mess with cats and all these sorts of things. You've got to teach them tzar balechayim. You are not, I have to tell myself, you're not allowed to take a cat by its tail and swing it around. You can't do it, such a thing. You're allowed.
I don't know if you don't know it doesn't hurt. Why? They took out five boys. Threw it off the roof, poured boiling water over it, and carried on.
What?
So I said, why are you doing that? He takes tough cases, drugs, this, that, the other. There's Jewish, I said, imagine this. Jewish people are by Shalim, Rachmonim, Gomer, Kassonim.
Okay. Let me continue later. Let me continue.
Why can
kill
the dog? Why is that
so? No, to make something small, it's no problem. It's only giving it pain, it's a baya. Now, let me just finish. Robert, I need to finish. It's like this. The Prima Garden brings down also that to clip the bird's wings to make it make sure that it doesn't fly away, this is also an Indian of Tzar Balechaim as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. It could be if a non-Jew does it, it's okay. Now, let's continue. But there's a lot of Kabbalistic, but there's a lot of Kabbalistic problems with raising birds in a person's house. I don't want to get into that so much. I'll pick a bowl and there's certain inyonim over there. I cannot disclose this to you at this stage of time.
Right?
I don't know. Now, let's continue. Insects. Are you allowed to kill insects that actually bother people or not? Yeah. So it's brought down already in the Yaivitz. They bring down the Sefer Nefesh, I think Nefesh Chai from Rav Yashuv, Zatzal, that if any insect that is disturbing people, then you are allowed to kill them. Kol Shekein, it can cause any harm to you. Now, preferably, you should not do it in a way that's going to pain them, i.e. poison them, or rip their legs off one by one, or something like that. You should kill them immediately. Rav Yashuv said, Rav Yashuv Zatzal Paskins, that the preference of an instant death over poison is only if it's just as convenient either way, right? If it's inconvenient to kill them in a less painful way, you're not mechuyev to do so, right? Some mechuyev want to say that Tzav Balechaim applies to animals that that only applies to animals that serve the purpose to human beings, since insects and all these things do not serve human beings, they don't even fall into the category of Tzav Balechaim Chalal, Shalis Yaivitz brings that down. So it could be that there's another heter to kill insects and these things because they don't serve human beings. So he wants to tie Shabbos Chas V'Sholom to kill an animal.
You can do it.
Oh, very good. So they tie. One second. So again, let me make this clear. There are those that say that Sabah L'chaim applies only to an animal that serves a human being. Since a lot of these insects don't serve Mufabazah, the Bereshit made them for reasons that maybe we don't understand. Like, we're still trying to figure out why is that Bereshit made a mosquito. But Abazah, there must be a reason. Spider, we know, whether a cave. Or by mosquitoes, I'm not sure. I haven't yet come up with a reason. Al-Koponim. Rav Moshe says, don't kill an animal with your hands, with your bare hand, because it does something to your midas. It sort of instills something, whatever it may be. Look at the baletosis in this week's parasha, by the clothing, and the kids say all of these sorts of things as well. Lemaisa, we should take one thing from these halachas. We should take a very important yisoid. People think, you know, human beings, you know, benodon lechaveru, we understand why the Rebbeinu Shem told us to do it. When it comes to animals, we can do what we want. It's nishtazoi. The Rebbeinu Shem wants the Racham of a Kalmaisa that the Chassam Sofer said that a person has to Rachmanus on the Rebbeinu Shem's creatures. And if we have Rachmanus on the Rebbeinu Shem's creatures, then Mida Keneged Mida, we should also be Zeicha that the Rebbeinu Shem will have Rachmanus on us.